This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones, because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and I'd like to thank you but giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top leaders here in the beautiful South Florida community. Well, audience, I met this charming young lady at one of my networking functions, and her name is Anna Samarison. And Anna is one of those leaders that makes things happen. So, Anna, my audience doesn't know you. Please give us a little background on who you are.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be on the show. I appreciate the invitation. Anna Samarison, it's so hard to say my name, right? I get it all the time. So I am a Romanian business leader who lives here in America now, and I've been here for 24 years. And I engage in the business community on a couple of different platforms, both in the corporate world. I am a VP with Randstad, and I'm also an entrepreneur. I started a business a few years ago called Transformation Through Conversations, because I saw a real dire need to elevate leadership. And it's a very exciting work that I really enjoy doing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you got started that way. But what drove you to get started into a business like this?
You know, that is a really good question. And it's also something that I think so many business professionals are venturing in. Having the side gig, right? Really seeing a problem that we have a solution for. And that's really what I felt. I have been leading teams for 20 some years. And as I am talking in the community with clients and friends and other businesses, I realized that there's really a big gap in having really solid conversations around leadership. What does it really mean? And what do we really need to show up as when we are leading teams? And how do we drive performance? How do we really motivate people? And maybe most importantly, how can we value them and add value to them in such a way that we can get them to be at their best selves for themselves and for the business. And that is really what I love to do when I work in my transformation business. I love to work with teams who are working well together or maybe have conflict, but I know that there's so much potential behind every single person and collectively as a group. So I enjoy that type of work. Like I said, I saw a need and I wanted to offer a solution that can really solve that need.
So now you know my audience is entrepreneurs, my audience are community leaders, and of course, nonprofit executives. And I know your business focuses on helping us with strategic plans. And what made you start to see that need? Because you indicated earlier that you thought that there was a need for that. So please, Hannah, elaborate.
Yes, I think that there's really a lot of surveys out there. If you Google, you'll find out that they say that a very small percent of small businesses actually have a business plan, a really solid strategic plan that they engage in on a yearly basis. And so I'm thinking that if we don't have a really good plan, we're sort of driving the business a little blind. And that forces us to go into some automatics that maybe have worked at some point, but they may or may not work today, especially how the world is changing so fast. Customer demands are changing so fast. And then also the needs of the team are ever evolving. So I found that it was really important for me to offer a solution to small businesses in particular and nonprofits where I could take the strategic planning process and my business coaching background and mix them together and create a strategic process that is holistic. And it's a deep process where the business leaders and key team members can assess the business. They also assess themselves and they create a space to brainstorm as a whole team and also a space where they can maybe dream as big as they could about what the version of the organization could be. And they could exponentially increase the potential of the impact that they can make if they can align resources, processes, understand each other's strengths, and really create these bigger goals. So because there's such a big need for this, I wanted to offer people more than just, you know, an Excel spreadsheet with a bunch of tabs where you enter some random data and then we can compose a plan. I wanted to offer something where the process actually was transformative to the people, because I feel that this is how the business can actually achieve its true full potential. So, of course, at the end of this process, which is lengthy, by the way, and it's lengthy because some things do really have to sort of be baked out and they have to be simmered for a while to make sure that, you know, the initiatives that are suggested are really the right ones for the future of the organization, no matter how small or big. So at the end of that, obviously, there will be a strategic plan, an actionable, time-bound strategic plan that can be implemented. So I just found that lots of small businesses don't do this. And I wanted to offer a solution for them.
Well, it's funny you bring that to the front, because there's a lot of people that kind of do what you do. I think you showed me or shared some of your differentiators. But being that you are a Maxwell trainer, and there's other people that do Maxwell and other trainers that are out there, what do you feel makes you more unique or different than others?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of wonderful people out there doing similar work like I do. I think that what differentiates my business is primarily because I am looking at a holistic approach that actually goes super deep into values, the values of the people on the team, the values of the leader, the owner, the founder, the values of the company. Are they intermingled throughout the processes of the organization? Are we living out these values, or are they just corporate wallpaper that we look oh yeah, we said we're all about integrity and loyalty and empowerment, but do we do that? And so I take an approach that activates every person to think about what is their purpose in this process? Why do they work here? Or what is the purpose of this business? Why did they start it? Is it still meeting that purpose? And of course, that purpose evolves. But if the purpose of the organization, the operational part of the organization, and the values of every person in the organization are aligned, that business, whether it's a for-profit or a nonprofit, is going to be a powerhouse business. And that is my approach. I use various assessments and methodologies in the way I coach throughout the strategic program, as well as separate business and executive coaching. But I think values are the glue. They are what shapes the culture ultimately.
Well, okay. I like that. I like what I'm hearing. But take me through the path down. How long does this kind of a process would take? How long do I need to keep you on my staff?
Oh, that's a good question. So, you know, it really depends. And it depends on at what stage the business is. Have they ever had a business plan before? How aligned they are? And also how it also depends a little bit on the personalities of the people on the team, because some people do need a lot of time to think through ideas and gain the courage to actually go into action. Some people are faster and maybe they do take more risk, but it's all a part of the process. So just to give you an idea of how does it really work. So I work with a business owner to select the team that's going to be a part of this business initiative. If it's a large team, that they have a large team that will select a few key people. If it's a small team, it may be the whole team. And then we start what I call a blind brainstorming. And why do I do that? Is because I actually want to hear the idea of every single person uncompromised. I want them to have the opportunity to speak openly without fear, to share their concerns, to share their opportunities they see, to share ideas, to share their biggest dreams as it relates to what they can do at work. So this blind processing allows everyone to offer 100% of what they want to put forward. And of course, I facilitate this process. So I get them thinking and I get them to add a lot of information. And then we sift through this information and we create a more in-person brainstorming, where at that point, we're actually starting to put together actions and timelines and what resources are needed. And, you know, we actually start making the business plan that they're going to roll out. And it's really, really fun. I mean, it could take anywhere from 2 months, let's say, to maybe a very lengthy process, like 5-6 months. One of my clients that I'm working with now is a small business here in Pompano Beach. We have been working together since, I think, May, and it's evolving, right? Because their business has grown a lot. He reported that the business has grown 60% since we started working together, and they have been able to incorporate some additional offerings to their customers. So they are now working on capacity and really building up to that maximum revenue that they can operate at their current facility. And so it's ongoing, because now they have the next layer and we're going into 2025 and they want to have their 2025 business plan. So I think that if you have a really good coach that is partnering with you and it actually works in your company, you should have that coach on the team all the time. It shouldn't be something that you think of as a cost, because the return on investment is incredible if you have a really good one, of course.
Excellent. Excellent. I love what I'm hearing. So here's a question. Since you mentioned nonprofits, how are they unique versus for-profit businesses? And how do you help them with fundraising with key initiatives such as donors, sponsorships, and grant funding to help them grow over time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nonprofits are unique, but they are really not. I think a lot of nonprofit leaders think that they are a nonprofit. Many don't even think they are really like a business, which I find this sometimes, very, very strange. Nonprofits, when they are maximized and they have a really good business plan and the people are aligned, they can operate as an incredibly impactful, mission-driven business. And so how I help them is through the coaching process, we identify their gaps and wishes, and then we research opportunities. We create marketing, if that's what we need to do. We create various processes to advance their mission. And of course, in the nonprofit world, it's a real thing. Funding from a resource that has been coming in for a really long time can sometimes stop, unexpectedly even, unfortunately. And so nonprofits can't wait until that to make a plan, because it takes time to have really good traction with more and more funding. So it's part of the process. I would say every nonprofit I work with has a little bit of a different path, but it is something we work on together very closely.
Okay. I like good. So I'm thinking through my audience and my listeners to see where they may take you to from that perspective. How do you find your clients, and what do you do differently to get them?
Well, my clients come mainly from referrals. And of course, also being here in the business community, at times I meet different business executives or nonprofit executives that share with me they have needs. And we just have an open conversation about what each of our businesses do, and then our relationship grows. But the majority of my business is through referrals, which is really a very big compliment for me, because I know a client would not refer to me another one unless there was really good results. So I really like that. Then, of course, being on shows like yours and on podcasts also does help me get the word out about the type of services that I offer. And I really appreciate those opportunities every time.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity as well. And we look forward to that and making more things happen along that line. But now you indicated to me some of the things that you do differently and where you get your clients and things of that magnitude. Can you give me an example of some of your successes that you've had with some of your businesses? Of course, not naming the business, but just letting us know how you saw when you came in, what they were looking like, and what you made them better as you came through your process.
Yeah, actually, that is a very good question, David. And actually, I want to start with a statistic, and that is surveys say that less than 5% of leaders have confidence that their strategic goals can be achieved. Think about that just for a little. It's crazy. 5% of leaders believe. So many companies go through this process and, you know, they make it very structured, and they put a lot of effort into it, and they make a lot of noise. And at the end, they actually, only 5% of them actually fulfill or even try to work towards their strategic plan. So what does that mean? That means that the strategic process, the business and people coaching that is really essential as part of this whole process, did not actually go deep enough. It was very surface, where maybe a CEO or a business owner came up with some ideas, and basically went to some meetings and told everybody what to do, told everybody what the strategies were, how they were going to happen. And she wanted everyone to just get to work. But you see, unless the leadership team is fully on board and it's involved in this process and believes in the vision and lives the vision, the company is risking having a 5% ratio. In that belief versus commitment is so important. So a lot of times at the beginning of the process, clients tell me that, oh, you know, my process is a little soft, and maybe they call it even mushy. But you see, it's important that in this process, we activate people to fully participate in the strategic process. That is more important than the plan, to be honest, because if the people feel like they were heard, they could contribute, their work there matters, Maybe they have some aspirations to grow into. And with this process, companies can take a strategic alignment and move them into roles they want to take in the future. Now you're going to have a workforce that comes to work and it gives 100%, more than 100%. They put a lot of joy into work and they offer solutions. So this is something that I implement in my business coaching and my strategic process with every single client. And I just mentioned one particular small business that I'm working with here that they've already grown 60%. What they have also told me in our last coaching session is that their relationship between the two owners, there's two owners in this organization, their relationship has improved so much. They value each other's different opinions now versus before. They used to, you know, find that if they didn't agree on everything, they maybe were not as happy with each other. So it strengthened the partnership. And this is still an ongoing process. So it improves the output, it improves the people, and it improves the culture and the engagement on the team.
Wow. Okay. I like what I'm hearing. Sounds good. Real quick question though. Since we have programs for the business community, do you do this on a personal level, working with families or with kids?
Oh, that is absolutely something that I do, David. I love working with individuals. I love working with kids. In fact, I organize an annual leadership conference here in Pompano Beach called Live to Lead. And every year I bring high school students to participate in this program. But there are many other things outside of that. The DISC workshop for youth is incredible. I think it's incredibly necessary for youth to understand, for families to understand each other's personality, how they're wired so that they can communicate better, so that they can have better relationships with each other. So there's a lot of personal coaching and youth coaching, as well as programs across the community. I love to bring different entities from the community together, because in the end, if we are exceptional leaders in our business, in our families, and with each other in the community, we just build a better world.
Well, I knew this was going to happen. I'm starting to get some good thoughts and good questions, and we're about to time out. And so before we do, though, I want to give my listeners an opportunity of how to reach you. One, do you have a website? Two, and where will you be at next? Three. So go ahead, Anna, please tell us how we can get in contact with you.
Thank you, David. I appreciate the opportunity. It's never too late to start the coaching or strategic process, right? So think about it. My website is annasasmerison.com. That's annasasmerison.com. And you can reach me on my email, and that is anna@annasasmerison.com. I look forward to seeing you in the community, especially now around the holidays. I definitely will be at the Pompano Beach event this Wednesday evening. So I hope to see you there.
That will be business with business with a twist. Yes, that is correct. Yes. From that end. And then one other quick thing, I guess, to say is that sounds like you have it going forward. We look forward to having you at or seeing you soon. And what is your vision for your business over the next 2 to 3 years?
Well, I really hope that my business will continue to grow. It has grown so much. In fact, I just celebrated 3 years this past Sunday. So just growing the business, making a big, big impact, and working with as many business owners as possible in the community and across the world.
So again, I just think you're going to be doing it up. I look forward to finding how many more clients they're going to have, listeners of clients that Anna has coached. And you can tell they've been Anna coached because she has done a great job. So audience and listeners, Anna, you're going to have to help me with your last name, as I'm not going to try to hurt myself trying to say your last name. But ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Anna. Anna, what is your last name again?
That is Anna Sasmerison.
That's Anna Sasmerison, and she's the owner of her business. And we want to thank you, listeners, for being on the podcast. We thank you again, and we look forward having you come on again to listen to us as we go forth, giving you more opportunities to listen to great leaders in our community. Bye for now.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.